The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
In Fort Myers, there is a total douchebag who was caught on camera ripping off the tip jar at a sports pub. And that story now from NBC2.
A pizza shop employee working the carryout area didn't witness delivery service worker allegedly steal cash out of this tip jar, but surveillance cameras at the business did.
And he digs through it to get to the $20 bill. No one saw you. Don't worry. What do you do now?
This man caught on camera, allegedly taking other people's tips.
I was just shocked that someone would even do that.
It sucks in. I mean, every dollar counts.
Hannah Wendling, one of the owners of Rosati's Pizza in Fort Myers, says one of her employees noticed the money went missing Friday night.
And then I went through the footage, and eventually I saw the guy rummaging through it, and he even looked up at the camera.
She says the man in the video was picking up an order through the delivery service Bite Squad. The only problem?
When I called them, Bite Squad said that it was a female assigned to that order. A lot of times, the drivers drive with their spouses, their boyfriends, or whatever, and they come in and pick it up for them. That's what I'm assuming happened.
So now they're trying to track him down.
What really stinks is that operating on only 50% capacity, I could barely give all my employees the amount of shifts that they need.
The tip that was taken would have been Andrew Gleason's.
My shift's cut in half, and like people are gonna say, oh, you're a kid, you don't need shifts, but like I'm still making half as much money as I normally would.
We've reached out to Bite Squad but haven't heard back.
It's just violating and rude.
And to this man, their message:
maybe you're hurting because of this pandemic too, but that doesn't give you the right to steal money from another person. It's just awful.
The owner says she made a complaint with the delivery service company, and to make sure this doesn't happen again, she's getting a new tip jar with a lock on it.
I'm going to assume if you can't get hired for Uber Eats or DoorDash or anything, then maybe end up at Bite Squad.
I've never heard of Bite Squad.
I'm going to start my own, I guess.
Yeah,
I might as well eat them ups.
The Chew Crew.
Eat them ups.
I drive for eat them ups.
Eat them ups.
Bike Squad.
Yeah. I've never.
Yeah, it's not Grubhub. It's not Uber.
But it's
Eats.
Been 2012.
It's been around since 2012.
It's one of the first.
Oh, my God.
It's one of
the
first.
Maybe it's not everywhere. Maybe it's.
It must not be.
All right, like, let's see if it's available just like right around.
Get down on the ground, Bite Squad! Yeah, it does seem like Vice Squad is going to come in there, but it's really, they're going to feed
you. Yeah, it doesn't
you.
Service our area.
Mm.
Yeah. So it could be just in certain parts of the country. That's why we haven't heard of it.
Hmm. The tool bag, that kid is very, he's right on the edge, that kid that he stole from.
Oh, yeah.
So, bro.
Listen, man, I got Accutane to pay for it. Not an easy life.
Oh, poor guy.
Not an easy life. Working at a pizza joint, not the best for your skin. A lot of harmful oils.
A lot of harmful oils.
A lot of cheese.
Yep.
A lot of grease. Making half the price. Someone took my 20s, so that's about it.
Bite Squad.
Some Bite Squad guy, too. No, that's a Bite Squad.
Sucks.
Loser.
A lot of harmful oils.
Yeah, that's too bad. Yep. That's too bad. Yep. Treating this little knowledge nugget. When Disneyland opened, it had a lingerie shop on Main Street.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
It's very creepy.
Who goes to a theme park to buy lingerie?
I wouldn't mind me some Disney-themed lingerie.
I know you wouldn't.
Maybe some Woody man thongs.
Yeah.
Buzz Lightyear. Come on, ladies. You want to go to infinity and beyond?
Yeah. Do you think that it was, like, at the beginning, was he trying to spin it for adults?
No, I think he just wanted it to be like a real Main Street, right? Like the variety of stores that you would find on like Main Street USA.
Right.
But then realized it wasn't quite the fit for a family theme park. Yeah. I'm sure if you put in, I'm sure there is such a thing.
What, Disney lingerie? Yes.
Right? Yeah. I'm sure that there's people that make it out there. In the,
yeah, there's tons of it. Oh, my God. It looks great.
Look there at we that, go. Jasmine.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's dirty. I mean, I'm sure
I'm a fan of Ariel.
I'm sure.
Yeah,
this is.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's my fave.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny. I go for Princess Jasmine.
Yeah.
They go for Ariel.
No doubt.
But yeah, this is obviously not approved by Disney.
Ariel. I remember being a little kid and just being like,
Ariel, I wish you just keep those
legs. Just come to life.
Keep those legs. Gotta make sure she keeps those legs.
Yeah.
So that's Snow White.
Snow White's fine too.
That's a
right?
good one too.
Yep. Yep.
Is that Belle?
Oh, must be Belle. Yeah. Beauty and the Beast Belle in just a sexy, sexy outfit.
Snow White is her. The view from the back of Snow White, which is down in the bottom left, is.
Oh, wow.
I love lingerie.
Yeah.
I really love it, and I love women's bodies.
Can tell Lisa's not here. You sure can.
That is true.
The testosterone has kicked up a couple notches.
Yep. Nobody's keeping us in check.
No.
We're just going to stare at lingerie for the next hour.
Do you think Disney lingerie?
Do you think Ariel has like a garter belt and thigh highs on with like, because it simulates that she maybe will lose those legs?
That mermaid tail?
Yeah.
Listen, I would bite that poisonous apple right there.
Yeah.
That is quite an onion she's
those
got
are,
on her.
Those are fine lingerie sets.
They are.
So who's making these?
Oh, like, not anyone that you should trust.
Well, no, I know. I just, it's somebody, though. Like, company. You can buy them somewhere.
Well, like, Fredericks of Hollywood does some. Yandy, which does a lot of Halloween costumes, they do some.
Yeah. But whatever those, this group that they're showing...
I love that they can't use Snow White, so they say Fair as Snow.
Uh-huh.
Or a whole new world costume.
Uh-huh. I like the one just entitled Space Princess.
Space Princess.
I don't mind
Princess
it.
I love
Leia.
It. I love
yeah, I don't mind Princess. It. I don't mind a Space Princess.
Oh, my God. So what's the real, what's the blue one?
I think it's Cinderella, they said.
Yeah, Cinderella.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's all quite enjoyable. To spend
what is that one
time.
Right there?
This one here?
The one right beside it to the...
That's Cinderella,
I think. Yes.
Cinderella.
Cinderella, night and day.
It'll make James sing Cinderella songs. My goodness.
Pink one.
Hmm?
They find the best one? Models ever to model...
The pink one.
Is that Sleeping Beauty?
I don't know. I don't know what she wore.
Jesus.
But I tell you what, I don't care what princess she represents.
Yeah, you're right, because it says the sleepless
fantasy princess.
Yeah.
Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. Dave knows his Disney princess
Walmart
better than I do.
You can get this at Walmart for $20.
This is what I'm saying. So who's making this?
Well, not Disney, because it's called Sleepless Fantasy Lady.
I know.
Not Sleeping Beauty.
Sleepless Fantasy Lady.
Let's see here. Look at that ass on the Walmart website.
Lingerie models, huh?
If yeah, only the people that shop at Walmart look like this man.
Oh,
they don't. I just thought about this.
Does this come in like...
This is exactly what I need.
It only comes in large and extra large
on the
Walmart website.
That's all we need. I checked your size guide. You got anything with a 2X? I'm looking for a 2X.
I'm a sleepless princess.
Sleepless mostly because of the apnea. Wait on my chest. Keeps it...
Wait for that Prince Charming to come give her a kiss.
Yeah.
Wake me from my eternal slumber.
I put one of those bows on my legs and shot right off like a bullet. Jeez, yeah. Oh, the close up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. It's on Walmart, huh?
Yeah, it really is.
Go back for a second. Oh, you can't. It's like took you to a different whole entire thing.
What do you want
to
see?
No, that's fine right there. But okay. No. Like there was another princess I had. No, I'm trying to figure out who these people. Like who's the one right there in the
red and black.
Black
and gold? Yeah, I'm curious about that.
Down two. Over to one.
To the right, to the other side.
That one. Like who is?
That could just be a fantasy-inspired one.
Oh.
God.
I guess. I don't know.
No, I mean, it's she's with all the other princesses. Oh, that's got to be the evil.
That's the evil
queen. The queen from Snow White.
Yeah, the evil queen.
I'd take the queen.
The frozen chick. Look at that.
Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Let it snow. Let it snow.
Yeah. I'm such an animal right now. I can't even.
I know. So Cinderella, they call Midnight Curfew Princess.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's Pocahontas. As my kid used to call her, Pocahontas.
The New Land Fantasy.
Yeah. He's not all wrong.
Nope. There's Snow
White. That's a fine. The Snow White one is.
Oh, it's the Queen from the Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, that's what it is.
My favorite one right there.
It's not bad, huh?
It's got an amazing.
That might be part of the reason why.
Yeah.
We're just looking at hot chicks in lingerie because Lisa's not here.
Hey, that's affordable. Like, wow. I've been wanting us to zoom in on this.
Chris Royce went three octaves higher. That's affordable.
No, like, it's affordable.
$40. $37.49 or $95 or whatever.
I'll buy it and I'll wear it for you on a special occasion.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
The Ariel one takes the cake.
It's pretty good.
I know. That's your guys' look.
Yeah, you like a little. Good.
Well, that's got trouble written all over it.
It does. I like a lady that looks like she's going to just ruin my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's the Disney princess.
Why are you going down this?
Plus size lingerie as well. They do make it in plus sizes.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's. No, that's.
That's Poison Ivy right there.
Holy Bell. Poison Ivy was their guest she and ate the everything they brought to the table.
I don't hate it, though.
Oh, my guess. Man.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Snow White looks like she's got a couple of dwarfs under that outfit with
her. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Mm-hmm.
It's different. There's their little mermaid. She's a bigger mermaid, I guess you'd have to call her.
Yeah.
Makes a big splash. Look at that one over there.
Cannonball mermaid.
Ah, goodness. So, yeah, there's a lot of plus-size stuff, too.
I wish I knew the words to those songs, because I'd sing it like a big girl.
Which one are you looking for, Andy?
Are you talking about, like
a Little Mermaid one?
Oh,
where
it's God.
Like,
I don't...
there, where this land.
Yeah,
I can't remember. That's
up
great.
There, where the land.
Legs I need. Ursula's a huge bitch.
I don't know.
Under the Sea is an amazing song.
Under the Sea.
Part of your world. Part of your world.
Oh, yeah.
There we go there.
Yeah. I don't see how the world.
Look at this stuff.
Look at this stuff.
Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl? The girl who has everything. Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
That's the only one, the only part I knew.
Wanna see them dancing, walking around on those.
I've got crabs. We call them feet. Sebastian, you son of a bitch, I'm going to fuck you up. I butter you down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's that word again? Serene?
Serene!
Her bubbles come from both ends.
Walking out here, where can I run? Where can I fall and call in the sun?
She falls asleep because
it's too much. Wish I could be... part of the world.
New from Disney, The Big Mermaid.
Yep.
Oh, goodness.
My dad's going to be pissed.
But what a racket that is, huh? You start this company?
What a racket. The Disney Princess Lingerie Company?
That's
God, awesome. Listen, you guys have convinced me Little Mermaid is...
Yeah, she's trouble in a bottle right there. Yeah. That's what that is.
Right. Kind of girl that'll get you shot right in your back.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
You got it.
Die smiling.
Yep. Oh, he's dying all right. He's shot six times in the back.
Look at the smile
on his face. Must have finished.
He did. He got the finish. Anywho. How did this start? When Disneyland opened, it did have a lingerie shop on Main Street.
I forgot all about that.
Oh my God. Me too. But it lasted only 6 months. Mm. And then they realized it wasn't appropriate. Now it just lives online.
You know what's crazy, though? I bet if they had it there now,
It would do gangbusters. It would
sell. I'm sure they.
Because how many people go to Disneyland that without like kids?
Oh yeah,
like,
couples.
Their couples go, like young couples. I went when I was like in my probably when I was like 20 or 21. Brought my girlfriend down there.
Yeah,
because she was into all that stuff.
Yeah, no, you're right. It
what
definitely
would you have got up to in your 20s?
And I'm sure they sell like Disney panties, but I don't know if they sell like full on lingerie.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it's like official Disney.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
But it would have been like role playing night.
It's a fun night.
Call me Prince Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Disney women's panties, like full fledged.
Walmart once again, huh?
Walmart.
And yeah, Walmart.
Minnie Mouse peeking out of the hoo ha there.
Yeah. I'm not as thrilled by any of that.
That really cooled me off.
Yeah. Okay, good. Someone texted, Jesus, can't help y'all. You need Lisa.
It keeps us in check.
It is a funny thing. We're like, let's stare at tits for 10 minutes.
What about asses? Should we start looking at some asses?
Oh, God, yeah. I like ass. I like asses.
Zoom in.
Zoom. Further. As far as it'll go in.
Oh, goodness.
Hit the plus sign.
All right. Sorry, we sent some guys down a dark hole this morning, but take a look when you get a chance.
I'll just say this. If guys are going to check that stuff out, give yourself some privacy. Do that at your own home. Yes. Like, don't
do it at work.
You'll get nothing done.
No.
What about someone said, what about guy underwear prince themed?
The princes are so basic. They're just plain.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Yeah, they're not that handsome or... Not that great.
Disney Prince men's underwear. If you have a guy who's wearing Disney Prince men's underwear, you should question.
Careful what you say next
day. Yeah, exactly.
Why?
Exactly.
Because maybe I would rock a pair of Disney Prince underwear.
Oh, okay.
You definitely would.
I mean, if they had some Buzz Lightyear, he's a cool guy.
They got Scar from The Lion King.
It's not the sign, not the style that I was hoping for.
Stitch.
I was hoping there would be thongs.
Oh, Mr. Incredible. I'd wear some Mr. Incredible boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Scrooge McDuck.
Boxer briefs. There you go.
James. On sale.
That's affordable.
The only one of the main princes I could be is a fat beast.
Don't be ridiculous.
Because of my beard and hair.
Yeah.
He's the beast. Kill the beast.
Hey, you ready for some sex?
He's the beast.
I'm the beast.
Here comes the beast. Yeah. It's Beauty and the Beast.
I'm all done up.
It's true. It's
Andy Green
puts
is
us at
the
beast.
Disadvantage.
We're behind the eight ball a little bit.
Yeah,
on
a little
old.
Bit. Yeah, the handsome princess.
Round body with a beard makes it difficult to be anyone else. I'm right. Prince Charming. No, I'm not.
Just the beast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Veteran astronauts Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken reportedly listened to AC/DC's Back in Black just before they launched the SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft Saturday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. They headed to the International Space Station in what marked the first ever manned space launch by a private company in the history of the United States. They said they wanted to get fired up before they took off.
I heard that song so many times in my life.
I know. But probably a good time to hear it. It's right before like a giant rocket explodes underneath your balls.
Underneath your balls,
you know.
Jesus.
Like, and launches you into space.
I think I'd rather have that one that's like thunder.
Oh. And it says thunder 100 times.
Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
When they woke up on Sunday, they woke to Black Sabbath's Planet Caravan. And the lyrics, "We sail through endless skies, stars shine like eyes." It's customary for NASA to wake up their astronauts with music.
That's a real psychedelic, slower one.
If all goes well with the crewed test flight called Demo 2, SpaceX will soon begin launching astronauts to the International Space Station for NASA, as well as other space agencies and private companies as well. It was like 19 hours or something, right, before they got...
Yeah, it's how long it took to dock up.
So yep. you just got bags attached to you for all your fluids and stuff.
I don't know how that works.
How do they,
I don't know.
How they take care of their business?
I think they do. They have bags.
They just have bags, probably. Right?
You pee and...
You poop
inside the suit, right?
Yeah, I think so.
And then they empty it into space.
That's why they turned all the cameras, because it's funny, because they were like, hey, we're going to change. And then they're like, okay, we're going to turn all the cameras off. And I thought, oh, that's so weird. You're just taking off your space suit. Like, who? You got clothes underneath. Maybe you don't.
I think they're pretty nude under there.
That's what really? I mean. Like you're
nude under your spacesuit?
I think so.
And then
I'd go nude under my spacesuit.
Well, because doesn't the spacesuit have to have like all these biometers and things like
that? It does. Definitely takes your vitals.
Right. Like, so it's always monitoring. So you probably have to have stuff stuck to your nude chest.
But also, if I have to put my donger into something so I can pee or.
That's crazy.
You know?
They better have like industrial sized bags, because I'm going to tell you, if I'm an astronaut going to space and I know there's a chance that this rocket is going to blow up, I am eating as much as I possibly can the day before, like all my favorite foods. I'm going to be full of pizza and Taco Bell.
But you're going to deuce then. When
yeah, but you can. Gonna, you probably have to. You probably have deuce. To have like a have your system cleared out before you.
Imagine you're on a space flight with James, and he deuces. In his suit.
Oh, God, guys.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
The countdown's going.
And you've got 19 hours.
Oh, he deuces on takeoff because he's so nervous.
Yeah.
I'm so scared to fly, guys.
Oh, three, two, one.
Yeah.
Oh, got diarrhea here.
Oh, my God.
That's not the only thing that's lifting off. Oh, another rocket's been deployed from my anus.
SpaceX, we've got a problem.
Diarrhea. Big brown rocket in the sky.
Oh, that's SpaceX. What's the problem?
Oh, we're getting high diarrhea levels on James Campbell. We're picking up some weird...
The sounds seem to confirm it. turn his diarrhea mic down.
That's his ass.
Man, that's me. Oh, yeah. The relief. Oh. Oh, you guys gave me the industrial size poo bag, right? Oh.
Nope.
So many cheesy gorditas coming out of me right now. I think I ate a dozen. Ugh.
He'd be the worst co-pilot.
Yeah. You guys smell something? Is that me or is that...
James, they told us not to eat anything before this.
I know, but I couldn't... I didn't want a chance dying and not enjoying a cheesy gordita crunch before I blow up into a million particles in the sky.
Well, now you've blown up in your pants! Yep.
19 hours.
Small price space for diarrhea. Mankind to pay.
Space diarrhea. You could launch yourself with space diarrhea right across the sky.
You could have. You'd never stop.
Nope. You'd never stop.
That's incredible.
It's like the More You Know star, but instead of a rainbow, it's a big brown streak.
Exactly. With James at the end, like, flying off.
Do you imagine if that, like, you had some emergency, you're like, I don't know what to do, Houston. They're like, you have to fart.
Quick. Put your ass against the window. Fart. Fart with all your might, and it will launch you.
Oh, it was more than a fart. I sharted.
I want them to do those kind of experiments. Maybe once once comedians and stuff start getting launched to space, the comedy that's going to go on in the zero G is going to be amazing.
In space.
Oh my God!
So they got to be there for 5 weeks, right? They're going to be up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like it would give me anxiety. Like, knowing I gotta be, like I couldn't leave.
Right.
I'm, like, up there. I'd get space madness.
Space madness. Well, you can't go to Mars, then.
I can't.
No.
No, you absolutely can't.
No, no. I need, I'm an earthly creature.
Yeah.
I don't need
some beers. People just need to stay here.
Oh, this is a fighter pilot who crapped himself at 500 knots.
I don't know if you can play any of this.
500.
Because
Ben Crew's gonna need to knock it off and go home.
No! You can't play what those pilots are gonna say to each other.
Right.
So
too bad.
A guy pooped himself in an F4 Phantom. It looks like
at 500 knots.
It came up quick. Somebody was like, "Boom!"
Yep.
Here's a jet guy.
So watch yourself. You're being launched into space. Don't do the James and eat a bunch of stuff beforehand.
Yeah,
probably not the best.
Or live your life.
Enjoy
it before you go up in that rocket and possibly meet your fate.
Yeah.
Take a walk on the wild side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks to be old.
What trouble did an 80-year-old guy get up to in his Dodge Challenger?
What am I doing in this?
The powerful vehicle.
This is wild.
Well, I guess he wanted to see if it could float.
Oh.
They and don't. It did not.
No.
Not every day you see a Dodge Challenger emerging from the waters of a lagoon like a monster movie.
No! Well, right.
This particular Challenger floated in a Jupiter, Florida inlet. The incident happened when an 80-year-old guy drove his sports car up over the ridge by the parking curb.
Oh, yeah.
He narrowly missed several obstacles.
Look
like
out!
A,
what's
he doing in a Challenger?
I don't know.
Missed a handicap sign, missed some trees, missed a concrete picnic table, and then splashed into the waters of the inlet below. There's pictures of this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Where the hell was he even driving close to?
The power!
So this is, he must have been trying to park here, right? He went right through here. He missed that. He went right between the two palm trees.
Yeah.
Pedals are too sensitive.
Like he scored a field goal.
Yeah. Down that beach.
Jesus.
And then spun it around.
Well, the water just probably turned it.
It should be illegal for anybody.
You know what's why?
Like, over 70 to own a like sports car like that.
Do you feel bad at all as a car salesman when an 80-year-old guy like,
hey, I'm looking for something. Well,
check this out. It's a Hellcat.
Oh, boy.
I think you'll like it.
You'll
get to the Bob Evans in no time.
Oh, then I'll take it. I'll take it.
Imagine. You don't feel bad. You just sold a car. You don't
care.
That's
what I mean. You don't care. And
imagine
then
if he wants to buy it, you sell it to him. Who are you to stand in his way?
I know. And then he kills a whole bunch of people.
Amazingly, no one was injured. There were a lot of people around the area. But I think, what would be the scariest thing you'd see a senior drive, besides, like, a big rig?
A helicopter. for sure, a helicopter.
Yes.
Harrison Ford's been scaring everybody with his
planes. Yes, he is terrifying. Vehicle. Any kind of heavy equipment.
But on land.
On land, so a land vehicle.
A giant industrial-sized combine.
Oh, a combine.
Combine.
Oh, my God.
You don't want to launch them with a combine.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
It's a death machine.
No. No combines for old people.
Oh, man.
I think sports cars is the top of my list, because a couple of times that I have seen it, I'm like, oh, my God, what is he doing?
You know what, though? A lot of times, like, you've wanted a sports car your whole life. Like, man, oh, man, I don't know how long I used to say, man, I want a sports car. I want a sports car. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, but I'm getting married, so I can't get a sports car because
having kids.
And then you're like, the next time I'll get it. No, but then you have kids. Oh, I can't. It doesn't make any sense for me to get a sports car. I got kids. And like that stuff starts happening to you over and over and over again. And then finally you're 80 years old and life's almost over. And you're like, that's it.
Getting it. I'm getting it.
What about a crotch rocket?
Oh, my God.
You're on a crotch rocket?
My God.
With, like, a matching leather outfit. That
never done this!
No, man.
Here we go! Whoa!
What was that?
That was Grandpa's last day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, you don't have to. When they have those pedal mix-ups, right, they go the pedal they down. Go,
yeah, because the they down. Think it's the brake.
Mm-hmm.
They slam it.
Did he put the windshield wipers on?
Yeah.
To be fair, it could be auto.
It might be auto. It might be auto.
He's like, oh, yeah, we're wet. Clean off that windshield so this 80-year-old man can see where he's going.
Your car done after that?
Yeah. I would think.
Yeah,
I saw in a flood around here one time, somebody tried to drive a car through water that was way higher than the hood. And so all the water went in the hood, and then a bunch of smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And then the car stopped.
People are saying, my old truck, they wouldn't want to see a senior behind the wheel. A U-Haul, a loaded cement truck, a limo or an ambulance, they also wouldn't want to see an old guy behind the wheel.
Just going to take my cement truck to the Cracker Barrel.
Someone said motorhome, and that's a great point.
Yeah.
Because they are driving them everywhere.
So
everywhere.
Big. And generally, they got a car bouncing off the back of them.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they do. They have trailers on them.
Yes. Yep.
That's so nuts. That's a powerful vehicle.
bucket truck.
Bucket truck, an old guy in a bucket truck.
Nope.
You don't want that.
He'll rip down every wire around.
I don't even think you want them in a forklift. And they're not very fast.
No, 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 you don't.
Definitely don't.
Those,
everything's confusing.
Forks will do some big
they're
damage.
Heavy, yeah.
And they steer weird, you know, the back tires.
Yeah.
Someone said, just saw an old guy in a tractor pull a big-ass tree out over Memorial Day weekend. Mm.
What about Bigfoot, the monster truck? I wouldn't want to see
an old guy driving that.
You wouldn't. Once it takes me 2 hours to get in it.
Monster truck! It's Gravedigger!
Well, another incident, and this one in Canada. This old guy, he's older. He's 86. And he was in a pickup truck. Didn't just hit the mall. Ended up inside the mall.
Oh, yeah.
Right through a brick wall.
Yep.
Whoa.
This was in
power.
Northern Ontario in Timmins. Investigation is focused on driver behavior after an elderly man in a pickup truck crashed through the wall of Porcupine Mall. Mm. Old Porcupine Mall.
We're going to Porcupine Mall today.
Dodge Ram pickup truck jumped the curb of the mall, smashed into the building near the entrance. When it came to rest, all of the wheels were inside the building, through a brick wall inside the building. The 86-year-old driver and his 90-year-old female passenger.
It's my hottie right here.
Older woman.
I was not paying attention, officer. My hands were doing the walking.
He was a little bit busy, if you know what I mean.
Bang, bang. You know what I mean?
Had to be extricated from the vehicle.
He was pleasuring me with his hand.
Bang, bang.
He's a shooter.
That's right.
That's what I call him. Shooter.
I'm not the one who shoots, though.
That's right.
She does.
Yeah. I make a real mess. I've always been that way. It's always been that way. Okay, like,
looks like I spilled a big gulp in here.
All right, sir. That's enough.
I didn't. I'll have you know.
I've always needed tarts when I make love.
Yep. Sir, we just asked how the accident happened.
Well.
Sit down. I'm going to tell you more about what we do when we have sex.
Here's what happened. I'm bang-banging.
Yeah.
Waterworks gets in my eyeballs.
Oh no, oh no.
It goes everywhere.
I just freak out and start hitting pedals.
It's literally like all the water I've consumed in a day.
Yeah.
Hot. Down there to my genitals.
Don't get jealous.
Water ride down there.
Yeah.
Like a dam broke.
Okay, all right.
I was in the splash zone.
That's enough. Thank you.
What I call it.
Thank you, people.
Oh.
The mall is open today, but police say the vehicle is going to remain there until technical structural appraisals are needed.
So it's holding something up, they think.
Yeah. Well, they can't shut down the Porcupine Mall. They got Porcupine business to do.
Hell yeah.
Her vagina's nicknamed Shamu.
That's right.
Hell of a water show.
The thing jumps.
What does he have on his bumper there? They're not like, they're like almost like, they're not mud flaps.
Like I would curtains. Say it's like it's to stop rocks from flying up.
Oh.
But they're like,
it is like a mud flap.
The bottom of a broom.
Tassels. Yeah, it is like tassel-y, but I think it's the same.
Same kind of,
same
the same thing.
So he doesn't want the bricks that he just went through to be kicked up into the car behind him.
Yeah.
Very nice of him.
I guess that is.
He probably lives on a dirt road or something and is like...
Yeah, he's always...
Because if you got big tires and you go on a dirt road, and then that's... You're spitting rocks backwards right. for a while. So...
I care about that, but also I will just ride right through your buildings.
Hey, well...
It's... that's a vehicle I do see a lot of old guys in is the pickup truck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I do see a lot of old guys in pickup trucks.
I'm always just like, whenever I see, like a lot of times I'll see like a Corvette. And I'm like, oh, there's a Corvette, one of the new ones. And then I get up near it and it's like a 90-year-old guy. I'm like, wow, he waited his whole life, you know?
Yeah, I think they should just be issued little smart cars.
Oh, they'd be dead. They'd all be dead.
Well, they couldn't.
Yeah, but
they
mean, like,
they wouldn't take anybody with them.
True.
Exactly. Almost they should be given a bumper car.
That's it. There's your bumper car.
Like a smart car that is...
Surrounded by a giant bumper.
You know, and just bounce.
Yeah. Oh!
An old guy hit me with his bumper car today. Thank God he had that bumper car.
Did it do any damage?
No, it bounced right off.
It is kind of a great idea. Yep. Old people bumper cars. Even if they hit buildings, the bumper would bounce them back.
Exactly. Huge bumpers. You just put that around it.
Yep.
Yeah. Instead, we're giving them the craziest vehicles.
Yeah. Hellcats.
Hellcats.
How about a truck that can move a house?
Go on. Get it.
Yeah. Yep.
That's what he used. Someone said, I had an 82-year-old Uber driver. He was going about 90 miles an hour on the freeway. 82 years old.
That's a click next for me when I see somebody that's like barely holding on.
I had a guy who had to be in his 70s drive me in Vegas when we were there. That's the oldest Uber driver.
Yeah.
Mm. And I didn't really realize it until I was already in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like he pulled up and then I sat down. I was kind of looking at my phone and I looked up and I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah. He's like, everything in my body's failing.
And he was one of those herky jerky.
Oh.
Like kept hitting gas.
That'll make you sick.
Oh, God. Ooh. Luckily, I was literally just going down the strip to get to the event we were doing or something, but it was a tough ride. If I had have seen him before I got in, I would have been like, "Guy, you know what? I'm okay. I just got a ride.
Right, I got to cancel it. Yeah.
This is my new jet car.
Jesus. You got a jet car?
I do. It's a jet semi.
Well, who sold that to you?
The guy who made it. He turns into a giant dinosaur that breathes fire. Have you ever seen it?
You sure you're cool with the pedals on this?
I don't know how it works. I'm going to try it out right now.
I think that would be my scariest thing. That is now my scariest thing. That jet truck that turns into a dinosaur and breathes fire that comes to your town every once in a while.
Truckosaurus?
I don't know what it's called. It's a terrifying jet truck that breathes fire.
You know, so I've been driving this Tyrannosaurus Rex around.
Yeah.
I love these pictures where the guy drove his Challenger into the inlet in Florida. All the old people checking it out.
Yeah, they're all confused. Look at how there's so much confusion in one shot. Is that a car?
What? Mm-hmm. Who?
Can you fish off that thing?
Jeez.
So many people gathered. No pictures of the old guy, though.
I looked at him. There's your car, bud.
Pictures again up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you. What was your biggest jerking mistake?
Mm.
Your biggest jerking mistake. If you have one and you can share, 1-855-954-6969, toll free, or text 46969. Again, 1-855-954-6969 is the toll free number, or you can text 46969. Because brace yourself, a dude was online when an amazing rack caught his eye.
Hmm. Yep.
He had enough info to tell that she was a brunette. With spank material in hand, he rubbed one out and then decided to seek more of her from exploring more of the thread online. And that's when he saw a doggy-style photo.
Oh, boy.
Taken in surroundings he recognized.
Aunt Veru.
Aunt Veru. I just pictured it.
Yep. I knew you would.
Doggy style Veru.
Yeah. Knew you would.
Owen just laying it.
Uncle Owen.
Laying it down.
Yep.
Pounding it. He remembered.
Stay out of here, Luke.
That bathroom. Needless to say, the guy is really worried on how to handle the next holiday gathering, and he's no longer looking at the MILF page.
Yeah.
Yeeks.
You've got a dirty aunt if she's posting doggy pictures online, right?
Sure.
Right. She's an advanced sexual being.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be the same odds as, like running into your like a family member on porn. It's got to be, like, the same odds as, like, the winning the lottery.
You're right. It has to be because there's so much porn.
No. You're right. For sure.
And it's just random.
It's just crazy.
Like lightning can strike you faster than seeing a family member nude online.
It's unlucky. It's very unlucky. Mm-hmm.
You do. It's like Chuck Luck.
Yeah. That's
super Chuck Luck. It's definite Big Chuck
time.
Luck.
Big time.
Like, I think of all my sweet, lovely aunts.
Yeah.
Never can I imagine ever seeing anything like that from any of them.
I'll just say
this. My sweet Irish aunts.
They've all done stuff you can't imagine. I always think about that. I'm like, even the sweetest that you think.
My grandma's sister, Helen, she was a party animal.
No.
She was a party animal.
Yeah. No.
She would smoke and drink.
See? I don't think she's done some stuff.
I don't want to think about it.
I know you don't. But that's all I'm saying is that I know we don't want to think about it.
She was the wild one.
They've all done a lot.
Short little old lady haircut.
They've all.
Oh my God.
They've all given one a kiss.
Oh no. Not to my sweet wee Irish aunts.
I don't know how to tell you.
No.
I don't know how else to tell
you. Stop it.
One of the facts of life.
Yep.
Not my sweet Auntie Anne.
Oh no.
Don't. You heard her. My Auntie Anne didn't even know that people shaved their genitals.
I know, but it doesn't mean she didn't give one a kiss.
That's so wrong.
Yep.
Your worst jerking mistake is what we're talking about. Mike's with us here on the Dave and Chuck lines at 1-855-954-6969. Mike?
Prepare to peg.
Prepare to peg, sir.
Preparing to peg, sir.
Peg? Peg!
I love it. So every year, me and 30 other guys are roughly that, go up north and on a golf trip, and one of the main rules is no women. So, I mean, we don't. It's all guys. Well, we get to it, we play our first round, and then we check into our hotel, and I was under the impression that I was staying by myself in a room this year, so I spread eagle on the bed as soon as I checked into my room, and lo and behold, somebody walked right in on me, and there was a giant mirror. They could see my reflection on the bed.
Reflected within, masturbation.
Yeah. Within five minutes, word spread to the whole whole crew, and that was pretty much the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Oh, Mike! Oh, so man. It was one of the guys You're that was lying. With you.
Oh yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
But you,
and then the next year after that, which was this following year, I walked into my room and there was lotion on the bed for me.
and
beers. And it just says, you know, there's always, you can lock the door next time.
Yeah, you got to lock those doors.
Were you sharing a room with someone?
He didn't think he was, but he ended
up. I didn't think I was because there was somebody. We all double up in rooms, but I was told that I wasn't going to be with anybody this year because an odd number of people. But Death switched it on us, the front desk.
Oh, man.
Oh, so that poor guy that had to then room with you, the red-handed jerker.
Yeah.
I feel for him.
That's an awkward roomie.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, they were really cool about it. I mean, they... It's all good. It wasn't. It was just embarrassing at the moment.
Right.
But they were really cool guys about it though. I hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, Mike. Thanks. You too, man. You too. Thanks for calling in. Have a good day.
Really, I know that's like a jerking mistake, but that's a story of triumph.
How do you see?
Just a buddy.
Well, because if I jerked off and got caught, and a whole series of people were making fun of me for doing it, I'd be dead right now.
No.
You would?
I don't think so.
Walked in on one of our trips and you were pleasuring yourself?
Just when
Chuck and I...
I'd do the James. I'd find a window and swan dive.
No.
I'd do the James.
When we were in Tampa together, I went nowhere near Chuck's room.
Yeah.
You never know, right?
Especially when I'm role-playing
by
myself. I would just
meet him in the lobby.
I'll meet you
in the lobby.
You got to give him his privacy.
Yeah. Right. They put me on the first floor right beside the little eating thing. Dave was in a suite upstairs. Yeah. So I don't know how that works
out. It's funny to get it in the reflection, though, right? Because you don't, as the jerker, don't know that you're being seen yet.
No.
But the reflection tells all tales.
Right, because you can say, hey, so I'm busy.
And it's probably just a right-on angle. Mm-mm.
And the guy probably stood like, what am I seeing? Oh, no. Like, it probably took him a second to realize. He just saw movement. He's like, what is that? Is that a hairless cat?
What was that?
What is it?
There a cat in
snake?
A room?
Is there a snake?
Oh, no, he's jerking it.
Yep. I'm just saying, this guy... not everyone makes it through that.
No,
not
right.
everybody makes
you're
it
right.
through they, getting caught jerking by a whole 30 yeah, dudes.
30 other guys.
30 dudes.
That's the best case scenario.
Yeah.
And they're never going to forget.
No, and they'll never like that, you know, the next year, the lotion and stuff, that'll happen every year.
That's what I mean. So it's a story of triumph. He has overcome all of the hardship.
Yes. He overcame it.
Yep.
Ryan is in Fall River. Hi, Ryan.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Worst jerking mistake.
When I was 14 years old, about 15 years old, me and my buddy used to share this, like, you know, this, like, nudographic DVD or whatever like that.
Nudographic?
Yes.
Yes. Nudographic?
Yep.
It's nudographic. Like pornographic and nude together.
Yes, exactly.
Nudographic.
Yeah. Nudographic. He had to take his dog out for a walk, and he was out for like 5-10 minutes, and had to put the TV on. And then his mom came in, and she caught me freaking yanking on my Johnson.
His mom?
His mom.
Yeah, his mom walked in. She looked at me, shook her head, turned around, left, and then 2 seconds later, I ran outside and caught up with my friend. And I was like, I had to explain to him the whole story, and he just laughed. And
his mom,
she just makes fun of me to this day.
Oh, yeah.
That's how a porno starts right there.
It is, man.
That's how a lot of porno
starts. Was his mom attractive?
Yeah, no. She was like
60
years old.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Forget it. That's not how porn is. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you better be careful with your nudographics.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Thanks for calling in, dude. You have a good day.
Someone said when I was younger, I used to literally hump the book.
I've never understood this move. I don't get. I see the visual, but it doesn't feel
anything.
So you
lay it down on the bed.
He said,
upon it.
"I found my dad's old porn mag was on a full page of a woman with her legs spread, so I humped it, but caught the staple on the underside of my dong, and it just poured blood.
So
he went right to centerfold.
Yeah."
Went so right
that's right where those prongs are.
That's right where the prongs are.
And he stuck himself.
That's a crazy thing.
Never did it again. Have a little scar to this day.
Scar.
Yeah, I don't understand.
What's funny is that scar will always be with him.
Yeah, right. It'll always, always remind
him
of that.
Just like, oh, that was the day I humped that book. Cut myself deeply with this staples.
Oh, I can't even imagine how much it would hurt.
Dude, what are you humping a book for? I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've strategically put a sleeve down.
Sure.
Everyone's done that.
I've done some maneuvers.
Yeah. I'm talking about book.
I've built things. I've
at least that feels like something, right?
Right.
I don't get the book.
Yeah, humping something to hump it. I
don't. Yes. Talking about your worst jerking mistake, because a dude accidentally spanked it to his aunt's nudes online before he saw her face. And then was devastated by that. In a similar vein, someone said years ago on an adult chat site, I wound up chatting with my cousin's husband. You couldn't see my face, so he never knew it was me, but he did see my breasts before I could figure out who it was.
Oh, God.
Man, you got to get out of that little area there.
Yeah, you do.
You got a crazy family.
Yeah.
You're all on porn chats.
I know. It's not good.
In-laws and everything.
Someone said my buddy accidentally spanked it to his mom's bits. He found a Polaroid of some bits outside that was meant for the garbage.
Oh, no.
He had no idea until one day his mom found it in the bathroom and asked him where he got it from.
Oh, my God. No.
How many times did he pleasure himself?
Oh, like, because it's his favorite, you know? Like, he found it, so it's like one of his prized possessions.
So after that, you just try to walk to the bottom of the ocean.
You do. You either become the Joker or you walk to the bottom of the ocean.
Yep. With big, heavy shoes on. Right.
You go right into a volcano.
Yep. I don't know what you do, but it's one of those two things.
It's one or the other.
Yep.
Oh, that is the worst. That's worse than your aunt. That's worse than
anything.
You're
different after that. You're different.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know myself, like, obviously I've done this probably more than
most
all of you guys combined. But I think the biggest mistake I made was a day when I was supposed to have no plans. It was supposed to, like, I was a single guy, no plans at all, nothing going on.
Just
I was going to game all day.
Yeah.
Everything, it was just going to be whatever. But the moment arose three times.
Yeah.
Okay.
As it does.
Busy. The moment arose three times. And I met each moment. Mm-hmm. Okay. And won. And then my phone rang.
Yeah.
And it was someone who was like, right now.
Oh, no. You have to get out.
Get over here.
Dude.
Come visit me.
That sucks.
I tried.
Yeah. Three.
Three.
He's like, I can't.
He's like, why? Why bother?
You were not successful one more time.
Oh, my God. It was bad.
That sucks.
It was bad.
You're like, I was so.
It was bad. Like, that was a giant mistake.
Mm. That sucks, man.
Yeah. Don't make that mistake, guys.
No, no.
Come on, I always wait. I wait till the end, the very end of the evening to see if there's
That's
any.
That's so smart. I never did. I was just like,
yeah, it's noon. I better.
No, I'm like 9 o'clock. No lady callers.
No, I'm about to sleep.
Alan is so with smart. Us. Hi, Alan. Good morning.
How you doing?
Doing okay, thanks. Talking about your worst jerking mistake.
Oh, yeah. So when I was 12 years old, my grandmother walked in on me because I forgot to lock the door to her computer room. And, yeah, she told me she saw the appalling stuff I was looking at and said, hey, I want to switch to magazines. You don't want to develop a reputation. Lock the door next time.
Oh, God. One, how old was your grandma? And two, just how dirty we talk in here?
She was 83, ooh. And it was a devil's threesome.
Oh my God.
Oh, no.
What are you watching?
Oh, my.
She never told my parents. She never told my grandpa. She was cool about
it. She was real cool.
Wow. Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Man, what would she say to you? That's nuts. I used to live with my grandma, and I remember it. But this was like such a different time. I'm dating myself because I had to go. So she's at bingo night, right?
Yeah.
Big night for me. Bingo night was when I did most of my self-love.
Yeah.
Yep. Bingo night.
Under the O.
Yeah, she was out, and I went to this place called the Lion's Den, and I had bought pornography.
Yes.
Purchased pornography from the Lion's Den.
DVDs and magazines.
Yep.
And
thank you, Lion's Den.
Yeah, I never got caught, though, but I bingo night, I was pretty busy, usually.
Because you knew she'd be gone for X amount of time, right?
I did, yeah. And, you know, you could hear her.
I wonder if that place is still around.
No.
I bet Lion's Den? Yeah, it's like a chain.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was where I bought the
That's
pink.
It, right?
That's it.
Yep.
That would be it.
That's the same one.
That's the same exact place.
Yeah.
To go down memory lane.
Did you have a Lion's Den rewards card?
No. No, I did not. I was very uncomfortable.
The more
there.
You buy, the more
I was
you
like
earn.
18 or 19, and I was like, I really got to relieve.
I would love to have you realize that.
Oh, Andy! Buck,
oh, wow!
You want to take a glimpse inside?
Yeah. I would love for you to realize that you have some reward points there still.
You still got 32 points.
Yeah, because I remember I was like, I got all brave, and I was like.
Look at that place, huh?
Just one DVD and one.
It's huge. It's like a superstore.
One you know what, though? Vagina sleeve.
Like, yeah.
Just sleeve.
Oh, no.
I got in my whole evening.
Oh, wow.
Right there.
It's bingo night. It's going to be a hell of a time.
Wow. Do you remember how, like, were you young?
Yeah. There was a really weird person working there. Because this is off a highway.
Yeah.
And it's off a highway in rural Ohio.
Right.
So it is like, it's a scary, scary place, man, where I bought the vagina sleeve.
Sketch it down. How was the guy working there?
That's it. He was a freak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think it was him and a lady. I think there was a lady because I've been there a couple of times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was him and a lady. I felt more comfortable with the lady.
Of course, yeah.
William's in Waco, Texas. What was your worst jerking mistake, William?
so it wasn't me, but it was my cousin. He was telling me that he got a real bad headache, and man, just like migraine headache. And he decided that, you know what, they say that it can help. It might get rid of the headache. So he went at it, and he said that it persisted, and the headache just he kept on. He prevailed.
Power through. Yep.
But,
yep.
But so towards the end of it, it hurt so bad that it was kind of like cutting off blood flow and like to his head. He was like getting kind of dizzy. And he, when he finally did climax, he did, and it was so bad and his head hurt so bad that he had he busted a bloody nose so bad they had to call the ambulance. Come and stop his bloody nose.
Oh my God. Burst himself.
Oh my God.
He did. He burst the inside of himself. Oh my God.
Well, certain headaches, you don't want to try doing that. Right?
Nope.
You ever see those thunderclap headache videos?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Where people are like, Doc!
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably like that.
That's craziness. He's jerked his way into the ER.
Yeah, he's got his wiener in his hand. He's bleeding out his nose.
I thought he was going to be passed out. Like, I thought he was going to be bleeding out, passed out. Johnson and
discovered
in hand.
That way.
Ooh.
Cody's with us next. Your worst jerking mistake, Cody.
Penis
to you, sir.
So, yeah, back when I was like 12, 13, my mom had a laptop. And I just discovered Pornhub.
Yeah. Oh, my. Discovery time.
Yeah, and back then we were watching a lot of Simpsons.
Oh, no.
You watched the Simpsons porn?
Simpsons porn?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, forgot to close out my tab.
Oh, your mom found your Simpsons pornography.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could never watch that show with them again.
Yeah, no. That's worse than your nudographic.
Boy, oh, yeah. You have ruined Simpsons night.
That Simpsons porn stuff is graphic.
Is it?
Graphic, no. It's graphic.
They got like Family Guy porn too.
Yeah, they'll do that.
You can see the ads for it.
It's amazing, the animators.
Yeah, they're great.
I know.
They're talented.
They sound like Tony the Tiger.
They're great.
Yeah.
They are. They're like a talented.
So
bunch.
Well done.
I mean, it's just like Matt Groening did it.
Yeah. It's so well done.
This guy, we're talking about a dude who realized that he accidentally spanked it to his aunt's nudes online before he saw her face. Wondered what your worst jerking mistake was. This person said, I once thought the lead singer of Hanson was a girl. Not good.
Bop.
That's an honest mistake, right?
No.
Right.
Well,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's fine.
I can't remember Hanson.
She's the prettiest.
This chick is hot.
Did the lead singer of Hanson have like long...
Yeah, there it is right there. The no.
This one?
Nope.
That one? That, no, that's the tiny fella.
I thought that was the lead singer.
I think the two older ones were like the leads.
Oh.
So this is the one here that he thought.
That's got to be her, yeah. That's got to be her.
That's got to be her. The lady of his dreams.
He's gorgeous.
Yes.
Oh, that's...
Oh, that's really bad. That's really bad,
that's
guys.
Too bad.
I messed up this afternoon and confused myself sexually.
My God.
My God.
That chick from Hanson's pretty hot. Don't you think?
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
No.
That's how you find out that you go to your buddies and you're like, guys, that chick from Hanson.
What do you mean?
The chick from Hanson and the lead singer is so hot. The chick is sweet.
It's three brothers. He's talking about three brothers. It's got to be some kind of snafu. There's a girl.
It's
a girl singer.
Have a feminine look to them, but they're three brothers. So you love.
That's why they're called Hanson. They're the Hanson brothers.
Yeah, you love one of those.
And you I did unspeakable things to myself.
Jeez,
I did all the things.
All the things.
There's no taking it back. Well, I did all the things.
You're on your own journey there, fella.
This girl is the one you did it to?
Yeah, that chick. She's hot, right?
That's a fella.
There's no way that's a fella.
They're all fellas.
That's not a fella.
They're all fellas. See?
That's a fella.
Yeah, that's your love.
The ugly guy's a fella, but then that's his sister.
No sisters here. Trio of bros. You got some questions you got to answer for yourself.
I'll be honest, I paused the video right here.
Shalada, you're going to be going through a strange journey. You might want to talk to the counselor.
Probably a smart idea.
You're mixed up.
That's his chick playing the keys.
That's
right?
Not. That's not SFL. That's a man. That's a boy. Jeez.
Times are tough.
You know? No, I'm gonna let you have today. I'm gonna take my leg out, and I'm gonna head home.
I understand.
You got some stuff to work through.
You really got it, bud.
I'll be here for you on the other side, no matter what you decide. But you gotta figure that out. It's no time. No time to wait.
Probably should cancel my Hanson fan club.
Yeah, you gotta get out of that. That's you gotta take those posters down too. I was always questioning those. I was always questioning those. I didn't know, but you're my friend. So
why did I put them on my ceiling? You know,
I kind of put two and two together, but I just didn't want to say anything. I let you come out in your own time.
Oh man, you sure?
Yeah,
100%,
1,000%.
Oh my god,
that's a dude. That's a dude.
Yeah,
you just,
okay, talk to you later then.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya, bud.
Your dad.
Yep. Thank you.
A few more quick calls. Talking about your worst jerking mistake, Chris.
I was being babysat by my grandpa, and, you know, if you go on YouTube, there's the search history.
Oh, yeah.
So I go on YouTube, and in the search history bar, I see lesbian porn, all kinds of terrible things.
Uh-huh.
And I just ignore it, and I go back to watching my videos. And then my grandpa peeks his head in, and he sees that I'm on YouTube, and his eyes go wide. And he's like, "Now, Christopher, there's no porn on that YouTube, is there?" And he thought he was being real slick. And I'm like, "No, Papa, there's no porn on here." He goes, "Good." And then he walks out.
Oh man, yep.
Because he couldn't find it.
No, exactly.
He desperately tried.
I'm shocked as to what you'll see there now.
Yeah, you're right. But
there's just so much that they can't
police it. Yeah, they can't police it.
Someone said jerked it to what I thought was my sister's hot friend sleeping nude on the couch with a little blanket over her head. Found out very soon when she woke up it was actually my sister.
Oh, no.
She let her friend take her bed.
Who sleeps like that?
Sleeps nude with a blanket on their head.
Body out. Blanket over the head.
Okay, first of all, her house, but still you're on the couch.
Yeah, that's a common area. How you doing? Put your clothes on and unwrap your face.
That sucks, though. That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Gotta be bad.
Oh, that's real. I mean, then you're walking to the bottom of the ocean.
Also, you've learned a lesson in not being a total creeper.
I know.
Yes, jerking it to randos on the couch.
Yeah, sleeping woman.
Yeah, you just got to control yourself. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Listen, okay, condemn all we will.
Mm.
But I feel like any one of us in a younger, hornier state who came across
naked butts,
a headless nude lady, asleep. You may not finish, but you'd at least be aroused.
I just knew in myself that I breathe hard. And I probably would wake me up.
Just keep moving, huh?
Yeah.
Just keep moving.
I'm like, oh, I can't jerk it to that person. Well, wake her up.
Yeah. Ah. For many reasons, I can't.
I just knew in myself that I breathe hard.
I breathe heavy during masturbation.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I definitely make floors creak when I walk. So,
yeah, you as well.
I can't.
Could not get away with
it. I can't.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.